Good morning, Brother Steve, again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration for today. Just going to read a little bit out of Song of Solomon this morning. There's throughout the scripture, there's a parallel drawn between a relationship between a man and his wife and the relationship between Christ and the church. And, you know, sometimes I believe that maybe God even created, designed marriage as a picture, so that there was, as an example of how Christ loves the church, and he needed some sort of a picture to show us what that was like, and so he created marriage. And for those of you who are married and are in a good marriage, you can understand that. You can understand the words of Solomon here in Song of Solomon as well, and the sweetness of that relationship paired with the sweetness of the relationship with the church and Christ, or even with us as individuals and Jesus Christ. Chapter 5 here talks about, Song of Solomon chapter 5 talks about the bitterness of a breach in that relationship, and then it goes on into chapter 6 to talk about, and it's just beautiful language here, just to in expressing their love one for another. I'm going to start with chapter 5, verse 1, I guess. I am coming to my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. O friends, drink abundantly, O beloved. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I have put on my coat, and how shall I put it on? I have washed my feet, how shall I defile them? He is knocking, he is waiting for her to open, and he's standing outside, and she is asleep. And then verse 4, my beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. And verse 5, she finally arises to let him in, but then he is gone. I rose up to open my to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh, upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul filled when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me, they wounded me, and keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him that I am sick of love. So we have a picture here of that separation, that breach in the relationship. She had fallen asleep, and she had, seems like maybe, been lax in the relationship, and he had withdrawn himself. He had gone away. And now she was bitterly trying to find him again, and was not able. What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou doest so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold. His locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of water, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers. His lips like lilies, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. His hands are as a gold ring set with the beryl. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are as the pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet, yet he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the garden and to gather lilies. I am the beloved, my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. And then it turns around, I believe, and here it starts, he's starting to describe his bride. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Thy hair is as the flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. As a piece of pomegranate are thy temples in thy locks. There are 70 queens and 40 concubines and virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare her. The daughters saw her and blessed her. Yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded. Wherever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Amminadab. Return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee. Will ye see, what will ye see in the Shulamite, as it were the company of two armies? I'm going to stop there and continue on. There's a lot more there that you could gather out of that, but just if you continue to read throughout Song of Solomon, you just see the beauty of that relationship, and then you know how that pairs with our relationship with Christ, and the importance of maintaining that relationship and keeping that closeness. Even as I was talking about yesterday morning about that time of quietness, to come away and spend time of quietness alone with God. And like the picture there of the sweetness that we can have in that relationship with Christ, how he's given us these earthly relationships, fleshly relationships, as a picture, as a parallel, as an example of what that relationship is supposed to be with him. God bless you.